All right, injury updates as far as today's practice. It's really been most of the usual suspects. Chimney Chekwa didn't practice today, and Stacy McGee left practice with an injury today. So we'll evaluate those guys after we get done here and see where they're at. So we're a little bit more into a game week type of schedule now. So, we'll start the preparation for Chicago. Really tomorrow morning we'll start with the game plan for them and start getting ready for them.
Darren limited it all with a shoulder?
We limited him some today, but I don't think it's anything serious. I expect him to be fine.
How hard is it going to be when you get to the roster cuts? You got first one in a week and a half when you might have to make a decision on a guy that you haven't looked at that much. Is that just how it goes sometimes?
Well, that's the nature of the business. Obviously, there's 90 guys out here, and at the end of the day, we got to get to 53. So the roster cutdowns are always a challenge, and there's always a lot of difficult decisions that you got to make. So, and it's coming up on us fast. So these last two games are going to be critical for some guys on the team.
And so with that in mind, if you get a guy back that's been out all of camp or most of it, will you be inclined to play him more in a game?
Yeah, I would think that, if a guy hadn't been able to go and he's been out at some point, we want to be able to see it. I think for a number of those guys, if we're able to get them back, then, we're going to have to see them. We're going to have to see them in game action.
McGloin and Wilson didn't see any action in team sessions today. What was the purpose behind that?
Well, again, we're getting a little bit more to a regular season type of mode, their snaps may be a little bit more limited, we'll play that out as the week goes on.
What about rotating Bergstrom, playing him in several different spots during practice and a bit during the game at right tackle, just trying to find that best five? Is that part of one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think part of Bergstrom's deal playing some tackle is with the injury situation where we're at. Somebody's got to be able to go out there and play. In emergency type situations. So we're training him there. We went with Lucas Nix at right guard today, and we put Bergstrom at left guard today. So, again, we're still mixing and matching that up a little bit and trying to figure out who the best five are going to be.
How's Taiwan Johnson progressing? Is it going at the pace you thought it would be?
Well, I think he's behind as far as playing the corner position, obviously, and I've said this before, his major value for this football team right now is as a special teams player. And I think he's proven that in the first two preseason games. And we'll continue to work him there and continue to try to get him better as a corner.
You evaluate Josh Cribbs. Do you think he's kind of been being hindered?
I think we're going to continue to evaluate him over the next couple of games and, see what he gives us from a special team standpoint and as a returner.
Is he still hampered by anything?
I think we got to see the burst and explosion, and that's something that we're looking for in the next couple of games.
How did Hayden look out there today?
I thought Hayden looked fine. He's still got some work to do. It's going to be good to get him in some game action this week. Let him go out there and play. When you've missed the time that he's missed, obviously as a rookie, it puts you a little bit behind from a mental aspect. But physically, I think he looks just fine.
Is Hayden going to get a chance to go with the ones in the game?
Well, that's my initial thought going in.
But is that because Porter's hurt, or is it because you want to look at him with the ones?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Chicago. Will you guys be in pads tomorrow, or?
Yeah, we'll be in pads tomorrow.
Okay, first real comp.
Chicago's had some major change themselves this offseason. What do you expect to see from them Friday night?
Well, I think still, just looking at them defensively and special teams, I think they're still, a really solid football team. Obviously, offensively, they've got some weapons. I think their runners do a really nice job. I think the quarterback's an outstanding player, and then obviously Brandon Marshall presents some challenges out there at the wide receiver position. So, I expect this to be a tough game. And it'll be good to watch us go up and match up against these guys.
You mentioned that you liked the way that Jack Crawford played on Friday. He had a good game. You see his more more assets from him at defensive tackle or end? Or?
Well, I think we got to look at him, you know, playing defensive end in the base down situations and moving inside some in nickel down situations. And that's kind of been our plan all along with him, and so we'll continue that way.
Hey Dennis, you may have addressed this already. Would you consider a non-traditional quarterback situation in that maybe bring a guy off the bench in certain situations depending?
Well, I think we've said all along that, you know, we want to be able to have, you know, a package of plays that Terrell is real comfortable in. And so if that's what gives us the best opportunity to have success, then that's what we'll do. So in answer to your question, I mean, I don't know what's traditional, non-traditional, but we're going to put the guys out there that we think give us the best chance to have success.
What do you think of Kalen Burnett? Yeah, obviously being able to fill in for his brother during injury, but...
Well, it was good. It's good for him to get, you know, a lot of reps, and get some plays. And, you know, we've moved him around and played him in a lot of different spots, you know, and so... You know, I think his head's swimming a little bit at times, but you know, he's a guy that we got to continue to work and continue to try to evaluate over these next couple of games.
Do you think he's better at the will generally, or?
Well, he's probably best as a Sam. Okay. You know, but we've filled him in a lot of different roles. We've played him at the Sam. We played him at the Mike. We played him at the will.
Since you and Reggie have gotten here, so much of what you guys have done is get the franchise on firm footing for the future and getting things in order. How is that ever a difficult balance to coach in terms of you got to be focused obviously on the present too, and that balance of getting things in order for the future in terms?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously you have to have a long-term vision for the organization, for the football team, but at the same time, you know, we're trying to win, you know, we're trying to do what's best for this football team and give us the best chance to win this season. So it's a delicate balance, but I think everybody goes through that. I don't think that's something that's just specific to our organization or our team. I think everybody has the same challenge.
Ryan Robinson, he's the guy you said you got a little pass rush ability out of that guy. Have you seen him take a step forward against the run at all in the last?
I saw a little bit in the game the other night. You know, also saw some times when we put him in against the ones where we probably didn't set a good enough edge. So I believe that's still something that he's got to continue to work on. But, you know, he's got some athletic ability, and I think that's what you're always looking for is guys that, you know, have some have a skill set that, that you know, maybe you can project at some point in time that really develops.
Is that something in general that you'd like to improve on, just runs to the outside the tackle?
Yeah, we talked about that today. We got to do a better job of setting edges on the defense. Whether it be from the secondary position, from the linebacker position, from the defensive end position, you know, we got to try to keep the ball inside and give the rest of the defense a chance to have success.
Both lines received some criticism after the game. When you're exposed like that, does it help both units to kind of prepare for the next game? And is there benefit in that way to kind of see what the holes are?
Well, listen, that's part of what these preseason games are all about. You know, you need to get the experience. You need to see guys in game situations and see how they respond. It's all part of the evaluation process, okay? Just like everything we do, we take that game, we learn from it, we correct the mistakes that we made, and then we move forward and we get ready for Chicago.